I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf Staff and Practice Series. I know that in my home, every year before Pesach, there's this question, do cosmetics need to be kosher for Pesach or not? We look over the lists, which toothpastes are approved, not approved, different makeups, different deodorants. I want to discuss lipstick. This idea really goes back, way back to the times of the Mishnah, and yesterday's Daf Psachim Daf Membeis, the Mishnah already told us that Tachshitei Nashim, women's cosmetics, need to be kosher for Pesach, and the Gemara in today's Daf Psachim Daf Mem Gimel gives an example of where there could be a concern that there could be chametz found in cosmetics. The truth is, in our homes, many, many cosmetics could have chametz in them. And that is true with lipstick as well. Lipsticks can have chametz in them. Therefore, it would seem that if it has chametz, you certainly wouldn't be able to use it on chametz, let alone own it on Pesach. But it's not so simple, because our lipstick, most of our cosmetics, aren't really edible. Not only aren't they fit for human consumption, they're not even fit for a dog to eat. They're eneroi l'achilas kelev, and therefore, it seems the halacha should be that it shouldn't have pose a problem of chametz on Pesach. But that's not really so accurate. Because although the halacha is that by typically chametz you're not even allowed to derive benefit, they're asur bahana, chametz that's eneroi l'achilas kelev, that's not fit for a dog, you're allowed to derive benefit from. And therefore, you would be able to derive benefit from the lipstick. However, the halacha is that even chametz she'eneroi l'achilas kelev, you're not allowed to eat. And if you're not allowed to eat it, perhaps by lipstick there's a concern. If you have it on your lips, you may come to eat it. If you come to eat it, then there would be a problem. As we make this distinction, you may be able to derive benefit, but you wouldn't be allowed to eat it. That's why lipstick may cause a problem. But you have to go take a step back. Why is that true? Why do we make this distinction between eating and deriving benefit? So the Rishonim explain, it's based on a concept of achshavei, because you gave it significance, you gave it value. Although this may not be fit for normal people to eat, if you decide to eat it, for you, it's fit to eat. If for you it's fit to eat, then we have to say you're not allowed to eat it. But that doesn't really apply when it comes to lipstick. Because even if someone may inadvertently come to ingest some of the lipstick, there certainly wouldn't be this concept of achshavei. There never was this deliberate intention to eat it and thereby give it significance or treat it as if it's food. That's really based off of Truma Sadeshin and others, that there wouldn't be achshavei unless it was intentional. But still, there are many people that want to be machmir when it comes to lipstick. And there's basis for that. We find many chumras when it comes to chametz on Pesach. Not everything do we always follow the strict letter of the law, Yisrael Kedoshim. And there are many chumras, and we cherish these chumras. And we embrace these minhagim. And we hope this past year's Pesach, year 2020, there were many chumras, many different minhagim that we have, in which we weren't really particular on because the circumstances didn't allow us to. But certainly we are all eager to go back to the time that we are able to keep the chumras and go back to be able to keep all the hidurim and all the different areas which Yisrael Kedoshim, which we are special, and we go beyond the letter of the law as well. And therefore, when it comes to lipstick as well, if you have the tradition, if you have the practice, if you have the minhag to be machmir, even though the letter of the law seems the consensus of most poskim, I can't say all, but most poskim is that it wouldn't be a problem. Still, there certainly is what to be machmir about, and there certainly is a basis to have only kosher Pesach lipstick.